This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Construction broke ground today on the new Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. The museum is located in LA's Exposition Park and will house the art collection of Star Wars creator George Lucas. It's a big arrival for the neighborhood, and it comes in the form of what looks like a giant silver spaceship with gardens. Joining us now with more is Francis Anderton, host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, for this week's DNA on ATC. Hey, Francis.
Hi, Jonathan.
Okay, tell us about the name Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, and what is narrative art anyway?
Good question, Jonathan. Well, this is art that tells a story. That's as opposed to fine art that tends to be more abstract or conceptual. These are pictures with a narrative quality. Think Norman Rockwell's Americana scenes or Maynard Dixon's Western landscapes. How about Robert Crumb's cartoons, Frank Frazetta's science fiction art, and hundreds of other pieces and illustrations from children's books, digital technologies, and then, of course, Star Wars memorabilia.
Right.
Now, this is art, I should say, that does tend to get a little looked down at by the fine art world. And Lucas himself is very aware of this and explained his passion for this kind of work at the event this morning.
I believe in all kinds of art, and I believe all kinds of art have a right to exist. And I think it's important to have a museum that I used to jokingly say supports all the orphaned arts that nobody else wants to see, but everybody loves.
So everybody may love this art, but it took the museum a while to find a home, right?
That's quite a story in itself, yes. So George Lucas and his wife, Melody Hobson, they've privately funded this project with a gift of over $1 billion. Lucas had previous proposals to locate the museum in San Francisco and then later in Chicago, but both of these efforts collapsed, in part because of strong community opposition. In fact, Mayor Garcetti made a joke this morning about when he called Lucas to ask what were our city's chances, and Lucas told him 95% no. Garcetti said that he said to Lucas, that's all we need, 5%.
Yeah, well, local officials are touting the hundreds of jobs that'll be created, which is a lot, and the opportunity for school kids to come see this art. But it's also bringing a very cool design. Tell us about what the actual building itself is going to look like.
Yeah, for anybody interested in architecture, this is very exciting. The building's designed by a Chinese architect called Ma Yan Song of Mad Architects, which is based in Beijing and has an office in LA. Very interesting guy. The building's 300,000 square feet, and it involves a very long, sleek, spaceship-like design. It's going to be five stories, and it appears to float off the ground. But he calls the design organic. And he emphasizes the 11 acres of new park and garden space that will be distributed on the roof and on the ground underneath the floating structure. And this is what he said about it.
So we use very advanced technology for structure, for facade. So we want to make building look like from outer space. So, but at the same time, talk to the natural environment around the site.
And we should just say that the local landscape architecture firm Studio MLA is involved with the design of these gardens. There'll also be state-of-the-art movie theaters, restaurants, digital and editing classrooms, and a free library. So it's very much seen as a gift to the community.
Yeah, of course. They also say construction will be completed in 2021. We don't have an exact date yet for when the museum will be open to the public. But this is all happening as that area is going through a big transition.
Absolutely. This is the Ninth District, or as Councilmember Curran Price likes to call it, the new Ninth. And just next to the Lucas Museum is the new soccer stadium, or football, as we call it, back in the old country. This is an area near USC, which, by the way, is George Lucas's alma mater. It's going through a big revival, and the Lucas Museum's playing a big role in that.
Francis Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, which airs Tuesdays at 30. Francis, thank you.
You're so welcome, Jonathan.